All right, if you have your Bibles, we're going to look at two different passages today. And I'd like you to, first of all, turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, that's page 959 if you're using a Pew Bible. Now, we're getting back. We took a couple of weeks off for, of course, in preparation for Christmas and different things we wanted to look at about prayer. We're getting back to our series, The Coming Storm. And what we're doing with this series is we're trying to understand the events that lead up to or that are involved with the end of all things, the coming of Christ. And the reason why we're doing this study is that I've found, even, you know, a week doesn't go by that somebody is typically telling me something that really expresses their lack of understanding in an area concerning the end times or the significant things about the end times or significant people about the end times. And sometimes it is because they just don't understand, or sometimes it's simply because they're ignorant. But the problem is that there's so many of us now that are out there without an understanding of some basic things about the end times that we're susceptible to whoever comes along and who might tell us something that seems crazy. That's especially true today with the subject that we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the man of sin. He goes by a lot of different names in the scripture. In Daniel, he's known as the prince. When you get to the New Testament, he's known by the common name that we all know, Antichrist. He's also known as the beast. Revelation refers to him as the beast. But the reality is that he is an evil human being who will appear at the beginning of what is the final time, the final the 70th week, the 7 years of tribulation. But yet there are really a misunderstanding about who he is. And here's what I find today, okay? And I was thinking about this week as I was preparing the message. As you know, I've been a believer since 1985. And since 1985, I have found that within the church, there are two extremes when it comes to this guy. Two extremes that I'm just going to put out there for you to consider, okay? So the first one is this. There is a tendency to identify every leader as the Antichrist. Every leader. What do you mean a tendency? Well, I'm just going to give you a few names of some people that I've mentioned this to you before who have been identified as the Antichrist. So I'm going to go way back. I'm not going to use current people because that just will inflame people. I don't want to do that. So I'll go with people who are dead, okay? So let's start with back in the 80s. The Antichrist was identified with, are you ready for this? Some of you may need to hold on to your seat, Ronald Reagan, okay? Ronald Reagan was considered the Antichrist by some folks in evangelical circles. Why? Two reasons. Number one, he won by a landslide, so obviously he was very popular. Number two, he suffered an assassination attempt and suffered a mortal wound. And so everybody thought, not everybody, but there were people who thought that this is the Antichrist. The other one was Mikhail Gorbachev, the leader of the Soviet Union. Well, why? Because he's the enemy of an enemy empire, but also because he had this unusual birthmark on his head that people were identifying and saying that was the mark of the beast. Now, both of those guys, they have something in common today. Does anybody know what they have in common today? Yeah, they're dead, okay? They're dead. I can name off others. Saddam Hussein. Pope John Paul II. Why him? World leader, many followers, very popular, suffered an assassination attempt and survived. What I'm trying to say to you is, a year doesn't go by where I hear this one extreme. Typically, it's with every election or every emergence of some leader on the world scene. And someone will come to me. It'll usually be over lunch or coffee or something. Sometimes I'm with another pastor. I've had this happen where a pastor would say to me, "Oh, he's the Antichrist." Really? I had that happen to me about 10 years ago. Really, that guy, that leader, you believe he's the Antichrist? Yeah, look at how popular he is. People just love him. Oh, that's interesting. Here's not what I've typically found is when people do that, it's usually the guy they didn't vote for. You know, do you know what I'm saying? And they're trying to find a reason why the guy won.